Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We hear a lot of talk about the economy. It's not growing as fast as it should. 2% growth is just too slow. It's taken forever to recover from the 2008 recession. There are a lot of opinions about why growth has been slow. I think one serious obstacle is that not only the federal government, but also the states, have more regulations and require small business licensing. In 1950, only 5% of the workers had to be licensed. Today, the number is more than 30%. Depending on the state and city, but you might be required to get a license to be a manicurist, a beekeeper, a librarian, a barber, a fortune teller. Farmers in some states have to go to class to get cleared to spread manure. They're not allowed to spray weed killer on their cornfield without getting a license. Of course, consumer protection is important, we know. We want our workers to be safe. However, could it be that the tendency for government to regulate and control everything puts our economy in a straitjacket? The U.S. Small Business Administration tells us that the per-employee cost of federal regulatory compliance is more than $10,000 for businesses with fewer than 19 employees. The cost is a little over $7,000 per employee with companies with 500 employees. The cost that you see here is just federal cost. What about all the state and local costs? Government overreach makes it hard for small businesses to get started. 60 occupations are regulated in some way in 50 states. We are to the point now that some companies support licensing because it keeps out the competition. I thought this was an interesting point. Thanks to the Texas Supreme Court, they ruled that licensing of eyebrow threading is useless. Okay, in closing, let me report that with the clock ticking on Vermont's GMO labeling law, which is scheduled to go into effect July 1, the Senate has not been able to find the 60 votes to pass a nationwide mandatory policy, and they need to get it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.